at the offices will be open only for phone calling this week. I will be here. And if you need anything or you need prayer, please call in. We're going to discourage you from coming in during our 12 to 1 prayer. Just encourage you to continue to pray in your homes and be mindful how powerful that is to be in agreement. So praise God. Our Christmas Eve service, sad to say, we did have to cancel that. So anyway, we will look forward to next Sunday having a powerful service again together. But remember, love on your loved ones, be a blessing to your neighborhood. This is the time to just loose blessings on those around you, places of work, and so forth. Last week, I felt it was very important to bring a message, not only of hope, but a message to empower you to begin to operate right where you're at, because we've had so many that we've been aware of that's been fighting, whether it's the COVID-19, pneumonia, shingles, cancer, or whatever, to empower you to realize you have that same power to implement that within your own home if you're not able to get out or whatever. And I want to continue because I want the second phase of this to just empower you. Many of you, after last week and we shouted the walls down and you begin to lay hands on yourself and those around, we heard testimonies. Many of you responded how fever broke and how you felt better and you had a breakthrough. Well, remember what I said. Practice may not make perfect, but it does make us better. So continue in your homes today. If you're not feeling well, or there are those in your house or in your workplaces or whatever, don't be bashful. Continue to lay your hands upon those, as we have been commissioned for greatness. As the Lord has said, these signs will follow those that believe, not just for a select few, but for all those that believe. So we're continuously encouraging you to do the same thing. Now, someone might say, well, why am I coming under attack? And it just seems like if I only had more faith. No, the Bible tells us that our many are the afflictions of righteous men and women of God, but the deliverer is the Lord. He gives us all the tools, and then we implement them. He showed me that this week, and I want to give you a picture that hopefully explain what we're trying to do again this day. For over, I'm going to say a couple weeks, I would drive around coming to work or going to shop. I would see these bundles of squished plastic strategically placed in people's yards. Well, I knew what they were going to become, and I knew what they all already were made of, and they were Christmas characters that had not been inflated. But when they were blown up, when the Holy Ghost blows us up, we had everything in that bundle, and we rise to our feet, we are recognizable, and we were able to see the tin soldier, we're able to see the Santa or the Christmas tree or all those beautiful things that were set to remind us, the manger scenes. And that's how you are. You've been kind of like many of us, have been kind of like hid away. But when the wind of the Holy Ghost blows in you, you're commissioned for greatness, and you arise with the fullness of the Holy Ghost in you, you're ready to take authority over your homes and your environments. And so it's been a smile on my face to go by and see these things all lit up. I'm reminded, one of the scriptures I gave you last week, I want to start with today. It's out of James 5. This is in the epistles. This is after the believers are going out to help set people free. And they say, if you know anyone that's suffering, pray. And again, every week here, and I'm encouraging you wherever you're at, pray for those that are going through whatever they're going through. And it also says, if you are cheerful, sing. Now, we know praise binds the enemy. And that's the phase I'm going to. Not just laying hands on it, but realizing we have all authority over the powers of the enemy. It's the devil and the demons that come to steal, kill, and to destroy us. But the Lord says, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. So if we got the tools, we got to inflate ourselves in the Holy Ghost, stir up that gift within us, and begin to activate that which is already in us because of what Jesus did on the cross. So what a season to continuously take back our homes, our communities, through the power of God. It says, but if you have anyone that's sick, anoint them with oil. And that oil is the release of the Holy Ghost that's within. You don't have to have actual oil, but the Holy Ghost represents your oil. Lay hands on yourself and begin to speak life. Some of them might say and say, Pastor, yeah, it's real easy for you. You're not going through this. No, my household has been continuously going through things. A few months ago, I fought lip cancer, a carcinoma that Ann Arbor had to take off. Thank God. Laid hands on myself. The doctors did what they could and relieved them. My wife fought shingles. And so we've been laying hands on her and, of course, continuously see in this mighty woman of God improvements. And then, of course, the wife and I have fought through COVID-19. And bless God, we defeated that by the power of the Holy Ghost in us. I'm not asking you to do anything that I'm not willing to do. But it's not just about me, but it's about every believer has signs that follow. Now, the element I want to add to what I taught to you last week was in Mark 16, we know the Great Commission tells us to go, and we know that's move. Move in our home, move in our community. And I talked about laying hands on the sick, and they shall recover, and the Lord worked and confirmed this with signs following. But I want to focus on another element that's very important to implement within laying hands, and that's to take authority over the situation. Now, we know Jesus did not put sickness or disease or heaviness on us, but we do know we deal in the world with the enemy. And this is what the commission says. It says, these signs are going to follow believers. I'm in Mark 16. It says, they will cast out demons. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. They can drink anything deadly. It will not hurt them. They can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And then it goes on at the end. It says, God continuously confirmed it with signs following. This is what I want to add today in your arsenal of what you're already doing by laying hands. Take authority over principalities and powers of darkness that may be oppressing those that it would bring that sickness or disease in your house. And remember, Jesus said this in the gospel, Mark or Matthew 18, whatever you bound on earth will be bound in heaven. So remember, we have the authority that he gave us to take authority over this devil and demons that will try to get us sick and try to take us out. But thank God, the power within is greater than the force of hell that would oppose us. But it's inevitable. We run into demonic situations. We may not see a devil with a red outfit on and horns and a pitchfork, but we do know that he's many times in the unseen realm or his demons trying to get us sick, downtrodden, and beat up. And the good news is the Lord has given us the arsenal to take authority, lay hands on one another, but also bind the forces of darkness in Jesus' name. This is what I read to you last out of the book of 1 Peter. This is the epistles telling us about this force that we're dealing with. Be sober, be vigilant. I'm in 1 Peter 5. You have an adversary. He's the devil. He's seeking whom he may devour. And he says this, resist steadfast in your belief, knowing that the same sufferings that you're going through, the brotherhood is going through it in the world. This is not an American COVID-19 virus, China virus. This is not a Michigan. It's not a Saginaw. It's not a United States thing. It's a world thing, and the world is going to take authority over it because Jesus said we do greater things than he did because he could be in one place at one time, but the body of Christ is rising up around the world and taking authority over not only this virus, but over principalities and powers of darkness in Jesus' name. And so it says, this is something that we have the authority to do, to take authority over. And so I'm encouraging you in part of your laying hands, also remind the enemy who is King of Kings in your lives and who rules and reigns in your household. What I do and my wife and I do is we go through, not only do we lay hands on each other and lay hands on ourselves, but we bind any influence of the enemy. We know we can't be possessed. Our spirit will not share with devils, but we do know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's why James says we have to resist him. And how we resist him is take the tools that Jesus won and gave to us and bind him. Remember 1 Corinthians, or I think it's 2 Corinthians 4, where we talked about this God of this world. He's been blinding people. He blinds them by telling them untruths. We watched it in our election. We just heard the last release that if this dimension of 17% of this particular group wouldn't have voted for who they voted for if they would have known this corruption that was there. Well, the enemy works overtime to blind us. Thank God that we're taking authority over the God of this world by binding his influence off our homes, off our minds, off our communities, and we're loosing the presence of God. It's Christmas season, and we thank you for what you've done, Jesus, but you have given us the tools to free our homes, free our neighborhoods, free our places of work. And so thank you, Jesus, that you've done that for us. I want to have you, if you have your Bibles or your phone Bibles with you, I'm going to look at Acts chapter 19 and give you an illustration. And I want you to note that God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't love one person more than he loves another. He loves us equally. I had a sister that was sister only because she was somebody that loved God, was just checking up on us in the medical community, and she was sharing one thing after another. And then I just begin to minister to her and tell her that, you know, honey, Jesus Christ is not separating us. It's the world and religion. And after we got done with our time, she had me pray because she was about to take a vaccination because she's a frontliner. And she was so overwhelmed by the love that was coming. She called to see how I'm doing, and I'm using that tool now to bless her. She said, pray for the team that has to get this because we're on the front lines of our community. And so when I ended up blessing her and praying for her, she said, you're the first person ever when I mentioned the type of church I go to, which in her case was a particular denomination. She says, you didn't criticize her. You didn't say, oh, I was in that, but I left. You said, you blessed me. Church, it's not about dividing ourselves by where somebody goes to church. If Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, we're on the same team. And we're fighting the same battle to free our neighborhoods, our communities, our homes with Jesus' power. So, Acts chapter 19. We know that Paul got converted on the road to Damascus, knocked off his horse, blinded, came to the truth, and never looked back. And so we pick it up at verse 11 in Acts chapter 19 of the New Testament church. Now, God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. Now, before I go any further, I need you to say this, and God wants to work miracles through my hands. Why? Because he's no respecter of persons. He loved Paul, but he also loves you. And it says, even handkerchiefs, aprons, and clothing that left Paul's body, when they would put that on sick, diseases left, and evil spirits ran out of them. And I'm thinking, your clothes are anointed. Wherever you tread, God has given it to you. You've got the same anointing in you that Paul does. And if these extraordinary miracles were happening through his life, they're to happen through our lives too. Then it went on and it says this. It says, after the diseases left them and evil spirits had to run out of them, it says, some of the religious exorcists took it upon themselves to call on the name Jesus Christ that they did not know personally. Those who had evil spirits saying, we exorcise you by this Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who in the world are you? You see, once you become a soldier, once you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you now have the wind to blow you up. You are now recognizable. The devil now knows Jesus, knows Paul, but also knows you. But because they didn't know this unbeliever, the man in whom the evil spirit leaped on them, overcame them, prevailed against them, beat them up, stripped them naked, and then took off, which caused fear. This morning, as many of you tune in around the land, and many of you that have been fighting the good fight of faith, you know many of you I've called, I've kept a hold of how you're doing and so forth. I just want to remind you this morning that the devil knows Jesus, knows Paul, knows Lynn Ahrens, knows Pastor Mike and Stephanie, knows Juanita Brees, knows the Curry household, knows Stephanie Davis and the Taylor household, Jeanette, Gary. The devil knows you, and he trembles. And I thank God that God knows, and the devil knows you. Jason, the DeWeeses, the devil knows you. Jim Cray, you're known. The Roberts, you're known. Lisa and Norm, you're known. Bill Pfluger, you're known. Barneses, you're known. Wendy and Mike Stearman, you're known. Wades, you're known. And because you're known, there's a fear that trembles on the demons. So take authority and bind their influence off your homes, off your family, and declare that they have to leave in Jesus' name. And then lay hands on them and watch them run in Jesus' name. Folks, this is the Christmas season to celebrate Jesus. But let's not forget the benefits that he left us with when he left earth and he went to heaven to be at the right hand of the Father. When he said, I'm going to send you the Holy Ghost. And this Holy Ghost that I'm sending you, when you make me Lord of your lives, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Remember, he's been with you, but he soon will be in you. We're in the stage he's in us, which means greater is the kingdom. And all the things that Jesus won back, he gave to us, deposited. And he told the body, go, rule, and reign. Take authority over your situations. I'm telling you, Shield of Faith families, we're coming out of this stronger than ever. We're coming out of this with the power of God. We have been blown up by the Holy Ghost. We waited to be filled. Thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the tools that he's equipped us with. And I thank Jesus for each and every one of you. And my heart goes out to those that are battling harder than maybe others to note again, you're not in this alone. We stand with you. We're believing with you. And there's coming a day soon that we'll gather from wall to wall here and all those that will tune us in and rise to our feet to again declare that Jesus Christ continued to be the Lord over the Chinese virus, over the elections, over whatever the enemy would bring our way. And the church is going to have its greatest hour, and we're about to break forth into a mighty dimension. Don't look back, church, but run the race that God has set before us, looking to Jesus. He's the author and the finisher. Yes, we celebrate this week the most glorious birth ever to be made known to man. But it wasn't the ending. It was only the beginning. Because when he went to the cross, he defeated the forces of darkness, went down to hell, came out of it, and empowered us, the body of Christ, to rule and reign. Because there's coming a day that we'll all be in heaven, ruling and reigning. But it's down here that we need to win our neighborhoods and win your communities. So I'm going to ask you to do this with me. Pray this after me. Say, Jesus, thank you that you're my Lord and my Savior. I bind the God of this world off my family, off my house, off my business, off my community, off my neighborhood, off my church. And I loose health on my family, on my life, on my business, on my neighborhood, on my church. And I stand with the believers today to declare the Lordship of Christ. And devil, you're bound in Jesus' name. And I declare that my family belongs to the Lord. Now, you've taken authority of the forces of darkness. They had to go. Now lay hands on yourself or those in your household. And thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes I'm whole. Thank you that signs follow us as believers. I'll lay hands upon myself. I'll lay hands upon my family, and they shall recover as you work, confirming your word with signs, wonders. Bless you, my brothers and sisters. Have the most glorious Christmas in the midst of the fight, and know that you're not alone. We stand together. And I will be praying with others here this week that you will continuously break through totally and set the captives free in Jesus' name. God bless you. Merry Christmas. May the Holy Ghost continue to wrap his arms around you and let you know how precious you are to be alive at this time in history. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.